Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It's Thursday. We're chugging along, working for the weekend. And we have a lot of work to do today. We have to break down this Biden town hall. You know, I really thought after watching all these town halls during the election season, I thought, well, once we know who's president, these will be less painful. You know, watching Joe ramble on, if there's nothing we can do about it. Watching those town halls when he was running for president was frightening because you felt like calling up, you know, your aunts and uncles who might be liberal or that person you know from down the street and saying, are you watching this? You need to watch at least 2 minutes straight of this guy talking before you can cast your vote for him, please. So now he does these town halls and I'm thinking, I'm not going to care as much, you know? What's done is done. To quote Step Brothers, what's done is done. And yet, last night was an exception. I don't know if it's the climate that we're in. I don't know if it's the idea that the White House is now weighing, asking us once again to mask up. I don't know if it's the surge of illegals crossing the border and not hearing peep about it from the Democrats. Or I don't know if it's just Joe Biden's general smugness. You know, it takes a special kind of guy to be struggling on the world stage as bad as he is, and yet still have the same amount of narcissism. The narcissism outweighs the dysfunction, in a way. And the level of smugness last night was something to behold. Now, to quote Barack Obama, let me be perfectly clear. I did not watch this live by any means. I actually was on a Red State VIP last night, which was really cool. I was watching Real Housewives. I didn't watch this crap. I wasn't going to torture myself. Watch Don Lemon doing a town hall with Joe Biden. A meeting of the minds. That is cruel and unusual punishment. And I would not ask anyone to sit through that. I mean, I did ask Jared to sit through it this morning, but
how many shots do you think Don Lemon took before that to get ready for it? Did he get his ear pierced again?
He looked incredibly confused by a lot of the answers. And there's a specific answer that really went viral because Joe, I had my little sister in the room and I was watching it on my phone and I said, I want you to watch this. And she kind of turned away halfway through because it's, you know, the same old, same old. And I took her by the arm, you know, gently. And I said, I pulled her back. I said, no, you need to watch this. You need to watch the full 45 second to a minute clip because you need to understand who is in charge of this country right now. I've never seen anything like it. I sound like I'm exaggerating. Speaking of, though, I don't want to add a qualifier. I'm serious. No joke. The amount of qualifiers last night that Biden was spitting out made me ill. Honestly, seriously.
Not a joke.
I'm serious. Now, hold on. I mean this. No joke. Honestly, here's the deal. I'm serious. It's like, enough of that, dude. We're over it. We get it. You should be serious. You're the president and you're bad at it. So yeah, we're hoping you're serious at this point. But the clip that went viral that I was showing my sister, much to her chagrin, she was like, please let me just go watch Bravo TV. No, you will learn this. The clip that went viral is Joe Biden. And the best way to describe it, There's no way. I mean, I give Jared credit for trying to describe these cuts on the cut sheet because it's impossible. I mean, you're trying to capture something that is beyond our wildest dreams. How do you capture that in a few words? You can't. So I think the best way to do it which is what Jared did, is just to say, you are a why can't word salad. That's the way to describe this cut, and that's why it's going so viral. Cut 9.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA.
Yeah.
There's two things I love about that clip. Well, there's infinity things I love about that clip. But one is that he says that is the question. That's how he starts it. You know, the question is, I'm sorry. Were you just trying to describe what the question was? Because I have 10 more questions to throw at you. And the second thing that I didn't catch till right now, Jared, is I love Don Lemon. After that complete dumpster fire of an answer going, yeah, like, yeah, you totally, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Let's listen to that one more time. Listen for Don Lemon trying to support him. Like, oh, no. This makes total sense. No. You're on the right track, Mr. President. This isn't a complete disaster that no one's going to understand. This isn't highly concerning to all of our viewers right now. By the way, just to throw that in, there was about 10 viewers in the audience. It was a raucous crowd last night. It really made Donald Trump's rallies look tiny in comparison. I think they had a small small auditorium, and it was about one third full, not even. Some very, 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 very crafty reporters decided to tweet out pictures from way back, you know, standing in the far back. And I don't think Jen Psaki and the Biden administration is going to be too happy about that.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
It didn't look good. It didn't look like a jam-packed house. So I'm sure that Jen Psaki will be flagging those photos. She's probably waking up this morning, flag.
Well, there's only so many associate CNN editors you can plant in an audience.
Yeah,
one
Brian,
time.
Brian Stelter was a seat filler. He's just running around. No, over here. Yes, good job. And I love the people they have asked the questions, you know. I'm a Republican. Ha! I'm sure you are. It's such a joke. But let's listen to this one more time. Listen for Don Lemon going, yeah, he totally gets what Joe's trying to get at.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact is going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Yeah.
That's underway,
yeah,
too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, that made a lot of sense. That was really good. I'm glad you won. We did a great thing.
All the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Yeah.
The question is, proceeds to not ask a question and just ramble on for about a minute straight. But here's what I want to say. Now, that's the cut that you're going to probably see the most because it's the easiest one to target. But the one that really blew my mind, the one that I thought to myself, wow, this guy has a lot of gall, the one that got my blood pressure very high and the one that made me call people for today's show and say, do you want to come on and talk about this? Because it's outrageous, was the comment he made to a restaurant owner. So a restaurant owner came up and basically asked, and I'm not going to, well, we'll play the whole thing, but for right now, I just want to play his response. He basically asked how Joe Biden plans to incentivize people to return to work when, you know, unemployment benefits are really keeping people on their couches and the restaurant industry is struggling. Joe Biden's response is so telling of not only the government, but of him in particular, a swamp creature who's never run a business, who doesn't know what it takes to actually, you know, produce something, produce a product, work in the private sector. He's a government hack. He's been in the government for, what is it, 400 years, 450? I don't know. I'm just estimating. We'll get Glenn Kessler on that for a fact check. But listen to his response to this restaurant owner. Cut three.
Well, two things. One, if you notice, we kept you open. We spent billions of dollars to make sure restaurants could stay open.
We kept you open. Does everybody hear that? I want to talk to everybody right now, 844-500-4242. We kept you open. These people, these politicians, this government has been crushing Americans for over a year. Small businesses, moms and dads, kids wearing masks, everyone's struggling. The drug overdoses, I have this from the Wall Street Journal, an insane number. U.S. drug overdose deaths soared nearly 30% in 2020. 30%. And these people are doing a victory lap. And not only that, but now they're saying, you should be thanking us. You should be on your knees thanking us. Thanking Big Brother. Thanking your dear leaders for putting you through this, these lockdowns. And now we're going to do it again. We kept you open. Yeah, because Joe Biden really worked real hard for all that money that he gave to restaurants, that he gave to restaurants. It's insane. And by the way, I have a whole list here of some restaurants he didn't keep open. Wasn't able to. I don't know what happened, Joe. I'm furious at that remark. It is so telling of what this guy thinks and how much disdain he has for working class Americans. For working people who do the right thing and go to work and produce something or help society. He has a God complex. And you know what? To summarize this entire monologue, he's a jerk. He's a jerk. He treats a guy who's up there with an honest question, who's probably had the hardest year of his life. He treats him like less than. Because he's not grateful enough to Joe Biden for keeping him open. Wink, wink. It's disgusting. It should make everybody angry. It really should. I don't care if you own a restaurant. It should make anybody who's ever worked in their life angry. Because we don't owe the government, we don't owe Joe Biden big thanks, despite what he might tell you. We don't owe him anything. I am so sick. I am so sick of this administration. I really am. We're 6 months in. It feels like we've been doing this for 6 years. And as he fumbles around and talks about how he's telling everybody at the G7, America's back. And they say, really, Joe? Really? Is it? Promise? Pinky promise? And then he turns around to a restaurant owner and says, we kept you open. He's a bully. He's a bully and he always has been. 844-500-4242. It's event sesh. That's what this first hour is. I'm feeling like we all need to discuss the embarrassment that is this administration. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with all your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. A lot of good texts here. By the way, if you ever want to text in, you just send the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y, to the text number 63566. 508 says, Grace, doesn't that sound similar to you didn't build that, you didn't get there on your own? I believe that was Elizabeth Warren who originally said that. Yeah, Joe Biden saying we kept you open, like we all owe him this debt of gratitude for the last year, especially restaurants, most of which he didn't keep open, especially in Massachusetts. God, we got a whole list. And Jared, I think it only covers a couple sections of Mass.
Yeah, it's 8 pages worth of places that have closed, broken down. And
it's depressing.
One of those pages is just the Back Bay, I think.
And that does bring us to our poll question. But I want to let people know that specifically the restaurant conversation, because you guys know at the Howie Carr Radio Network, we've taken this very seriously over the past year. We've tried to do our part in helping some of these restaurants. And we're going to be talking to Robert Walker at 105, the owner of the 110 Grills. And he's going to give us his take on this idea that he should be thanking Biden because Biden and the government kept his restaurants open. It's hard for me to even say it out loud because of how absurd it is. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Did your favorite restaurant survive the pandemic?
No, it did not. My favorite restaurant is, or was, past tense, Cafe Bella in Randolph. I loved Cafe Bella. I mean, the chicken Milanese or the veal Milanese, the bread basket, the olive oil, the olives that you get when you sit down, the wine. It's just... it was a little slice of heaven, and it's gone now, thanks to the pandemic.
53% of the audience says yes, their favorite restaurant did survive, but 47 say no, it did not.
Well, 53% of you better write Joe Biden a thank you letter today. Damn it.
Not a joke.
Not a joke. I'm serious. Joe, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, Grace. First time. Long time now.
Thank you.
It's kind of serious, so if there's little kids around, please turn your radio off for a few seconds. And the reason that I'm calling is because I'd like to talk to you about the amount of suicide that has been caused by the closing of these restaurants. I called in about musicians because musicians work in these restaurants, and some of these musicians, I hate to say it, but this is all they do.
Yeah.
This is all they do. But also, restaurateurs, the people who lost their jobs, they severe depression, severe. I mean, trying to figure out how to put the money together, trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills if you got a baby, how you're going to put food in the baby's mouth, and I don't care what you say, not everybody wants welfare.
No, I agree with you. I think getting up every single morning gives people a sense of purpose, and it kind of gives you a schedule, keeps people on track. And it's actually funny you say that, Joe, because when the pandemic first started and a lot of these gigs stopped for these musicians, Taylor Cormier, who's here now on the mic, you were telling me the same thing, Taylor. You have this job and you also sing on the side, but you have a lot of friends who this was their main source of income.
Yeah, that's their gig workers. They only rely on gigs, whether it's a steady gig at some stadium where they play music or they go to bars and restaurants. But they were so reliant on the government for their needs. And a lot of it just dried up for them. They weren't able to live on what was given to them. And they lost a lot of their drive, too. They're thankful now that everything's back to normal for the most part. And I've seen them happier now than I have in a year and a half, but it was a long haul for them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people in those kind of creative industries, you do kind of work off momentum and keeping that going. So when you come to a full stop like that, it's tough on your wallet, but it's tough on your mental health. And I think that happened throughout a lot of industries. I appreciate the call, Joe, and I appreciate the input from Taylor. We're going to see a lot of this. There's a lot of fallout. I have a lot of stories talking about just that. We'll keep taking your calls, 844-500-4242. A lot more Biden sound to get through, but we're going to try to make it as fun as humanly possible. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Well, two things. One, if you notice, we kept you open. We spent billions of dollars to make sure restaurants could stay open.
Ah, merci. We owe him so many thanks. He really needs a lot of praise, this guy. Do you notice that? He doesn't do well with... I think they should have given him a heads up that the town hall, there are going to be plants there that they're not going to ask you hard questions. They're going to ask you softballs, but you do have to kind of answer them. You can't just say, I'm the best. Say thank you to me.
And that's where he always gets in trouble. They give him softball questions, and he attacks people for it.
Yeah.
Like, no, Joe,
Because he's
that's to help you.
Because Jared, you know what? He's one. He's struggling cognitively. He's on the decline, and that from all reports.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
Okay. Well, stand by. Let me finish. By all reports of people who struggle with, and I'm not trying to diagnose him. I leave that to CNN when they were diagnosing the president. But people who struggle with dementia or cognitive decline, by all reports, they say people tend to get very snappy and very angry. You add that in with the fact that Joe Biden has a short fuse to begin with and has a thin skin, always has, and it's the perfect storm. And I just want to say, well, quickly here before I get back to Biden, because I have so many stories today and I'm nervous I'm not going to hit all of them. There is a little update. So Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which P.S., her emergency powers have been repealed. The kind of sneaky way she was able to enact all of these lockdowns has been repealed in Michigan, which is great news.
Are you paying attention, Beacon Hill?
Yeah, exactly. Let's bring this to Massachusetts. That will never happen. But the big story that broke yesterday was the FBI was heavily involved in the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the plot that they then thwarted, the plot that they were able to sniff out, mostly because they were in the room with all the other plotters. But one of the FBI agents, it gets even crazier. One of the FBI agents investigating the Whitmer plot beat wife during argument after night at a swingers party. This is a horrible story. FBI agent Richard Trask, 39, has been a key figure in the case of the Whitmer plotters. In October 14, people were arrested and charged with planning to kidnap her. The case is among most important against domestic extremists in a generation. This is from the Daily Mail, so take it with a grain of salt. On Sunday, Trask was arrested and charged with attacking his wife at home. He is charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm. Trask was released on a $10,000 bond and faces up to 10 years in prison. Now, here are the details. He was arrested on Sunday morning after allegedly attacking his wife following a swingers party. He allegedly smashed his wife's head against a nightstand during an argument after the party, leaving her covered in blood. She attempted to grab his beard to free herself, and he began to choke her around the neck and throat. She ultimately grabbed his privates, which ended the altercation. And Trask left their home in her vehicle. Trask, an FBI agent since 2011, was arrested on Sunday. And this is just another update. This is just another notch on the FBI's belt. Yikes. And then they say, then you ask any questions about any government agency. And like the James Clappers and the Nicole Wallaces sit there and go, "How dare you? How dare you question us? We are beyond reproach." It's hysterical. I mean, it's so obvious that all of these places are crooked. They need to be investigated. I agree with, I think it was Jack Posobiec, but it could have been Jesse Kelly, who said, whoever is going to be president in 2024, and I pray to the Lord above that it is a conservative, needs to look into the FBI. And not just the FBI, the DOJ, all of these places. Trump was at a disadvantage because he was being plotted against while trying to sniff out a lot of these, a lot of this corruption. But whoever comes in next, you got a clean house and you got to really look into a lot of this because they have more problems than Dr. Fauci, who I will get to in one sec. But let's get back to this Joe Biden thing, because based off the text messages, people are really enjoying kind of going over the unbelievable attitude of this guy. I mean, his political party really did push for all of these things that we've dealt with for the last year. I always find it amazing that like when Kamala Harris would go around to these communities about small businesses and she would talk about how they're saving small businesses. It's like punching someone in the face and then giving them an ice pack for their black eye and going, aren't you happy that I'm helping you with this? Well, you're the one who punched me in the face. So no, I'm not that happy. I still got beef with you. They are shooting us all in the foot with all these lockdowns. And then they turn around and go, aren't you so happy I'm here to help? Tell me how much you love me. Come on. It's really embarrassing. And it should aggravate everyone. So Joe Biden does this town hall yesterday, and it's a live CNN town hall. By the way, there were more than dozens of empty rows weren't apparent to television viewers thanks to flattering shots that appeared to show a full non-distance crowd packing the front rows. It really looked like a One Direction concert. Woohoo! We're all so excited. But what actually was happening was quite different. The back of the auditorium is empty, tweeted out a radio pool reporter for the trip. And another reporter from Bloomberg said what the Biden CNN town hall looks like from the back of the auditorium. And it was just a bunch of empty rows. Not great for Joe. Howie actually commented on this today and said, where are the 81 million voters? Why aren't they rushing to this town hall? But what's interesting about this town hall, and I do want to play a lot of the sound, I just want you to keep in mind that this was the guy who ran, and guaranteed it was a bogus slogan to begin with. We all knew this wasn't going to happen. Another campaign promise that, you know, you know from the get-go is not honest. He ran on unifying the country. You know, he ran on unity, on bringing us together. And the truth is that he has such disdain for not QAnon, you know, not the far alt-right or whatever they want to call it. That's just his way. That's just his way of skirting around it. He'll throw them in and you know, and really insult them. But don't get it twisted. He's talking about anyone who didn't vote for him. He has a real disgust, just like Hillary Clinton did, for this half of the country that isn't on their knees thanking him every single day and telling him how wonderful he is and asking him about his dogs and what flavor of ice cream he has, which is chocolate chip. He has a real disgust for all of those people, and you can hear it in his answers. It trickles out. And so just keep that in mind as we play these. Let's start with the big lie. This was a blatant lie he started off with that I don't even think Glenn Kessler could fact check his way out of this one. Cut one.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
Again, Don Lemon with a yeah. That's not true. A lot of people, including, I believe, all of the Texas lawmakers who fled to D.C., a lot of them had COVID. And I want to add this in because I don't want to spread misinformation. I do think it reduces the severity of COVID. So it's a great thing if you get it, if you get the vaccine, I mean, and then you get COVID again and it lessens the symptoms. I think that's wonderful. But to say that you're not going to get it again is a lie. And if it were Trump on that stage, let's play this game, it would be a whopper of a lie. It would be the talk of the town. It would be the cover of the Boston Globe. But you're not going to hear anything about it from Joe Biden. He also did his classic, I'm going to get in trouble here, cut six.
I sometimes get myself in trouble for what I'm about to say. Not that I ever get in trouble.
Even the audience can't muster up laughter anymore. They're just like, oh, geez, this is rough. And also, of course, he has to talk about, let's just play cut eight. I'll explain after.
I think you're beginning to see some of the, and both, and by Democrats as well, sort of the venom get sort of leak out of a lot of it. We got to get beyond this. Mm. What do you say to your grandchildren or your children about what's happening? Do you ever remember a time like this before in the entire history, whether you're a Democrat or Republican?
You know what I'm really sick of? And I'll have children or grandchildren, but you know what I'm really tired of? Is old, sniffing, creepy Joe Biden telling me and telling other Americans, what do you say to your kids and your grandkids? You know what most of them probably say is, if Joe comes near you, run. If Joe comes near you, don't take a photo with him. That's what most people should be telling their grandkids. Don't worry about what everyone's telling their kids and their grandkids. They got it covered, Joe. You worry about Hunter, all right? You worry about Hunter and his next meeting with all the art buyers, which, by the way, is going to happen in L.A. He's going to have like a debutante ball for his artwork, Jared.
I hope the debutantes are unionized.
If he has anything to do with it, they will be. But yeah, he's going to have like a debutante ball and meet all of these buyers, which goes against what the White House said about keeping them anonymous. So there goes that. But who really cares? This drives me crazy. What do you say to your kids and your grandkids? Don't worry about that, you old fool. I'm being honest here, Joe. Honestly, no joke. Don't worry about it. Worry about yourself. Worry about getting from point A to point B. Talking to people about what they talk to their grandkids about. Is he in any position to be telling anyone else what to do? The answer is no. And I want to play one more because Jared labels this and he says, Biden rambles about a vaccine, a kid, and a man on the moon. And so we're going to listen to it first. And then I thought, it sounds like a song I know, but let's listen to the cut first.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or, you know, or the mom and dad. Or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, you know, no, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people, if your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not, you know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
He rambles about a vaccine, a kid, and the man on the moon.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. And the ice cream spoon. Joe Biden and the man on the moon. I'm baffled by this man. I am out of ideas on how to handle this guy. I mean, he's vilifying people. What he does is he creates straw men. You know, he tells old stories that don't make any sense. We have plenty of those, but that's more for the fun part of the show. We have plenty of old, nonsensical, onion belt type stories that we can get to. Jared's laughing. It's true. That's what they are. They you know, there's no real details in it. There's no times or dates. He's just kind of, a storyteller.
He had a nice one last night that we've isolated too. So we'll play that one later.
And obviously, one of the big questions, which brings us to the restaurant thing, which we'll talk about in the 1 o'clock, is these jobless claims unexpectedly. That's one of the one things I do steal from Howie. I can't read the word unexpectedly and not say unexpectedly. Jumps 51,000 to 419,000. Now, Joe kind of admitted that this could be the problem. It's like Hunter's laptop. You know, at first there was no way. We see no evidence. This is disinformation. There's no connection. And then a couple months go by and Joe kind of lets up and says, well, it's coming to an end anyway. So I see no evidence. But even if there is, it's coming to an end soon anyway. So don't worry about it. Let's move on. We got to move on from this. It never ceases to amaze. We will talk more about this. We'll go through the old stories on the other side. And also, I have a lot of great in-depth stories about Dr. Fauci and gain of function. One specifically I want to read to the audience. I think you guys will really enjoy it. I only tend to read pieces that I think simplify things for myself and I think will simplify it for you. Because this gain of function stuff is new to all of us, basically, unless you're in this line of work. And so we'll get to that. We'll get to Dr. Fauci and we'll get to Mary Catherine Hamm, who went ham on CNN, brought the house down. She gets my Curly's Profiles and Courage Award of the Day because she did such a good job. Made Rand Paul very proud. We'll be back on the other side. It's the Grace Curley Show. Eden Pure is extending the Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack offer for 1 week only. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor all in one purchase. And you're probably thinking, well, why would I use one, you know, in my basement or my first floor? Well, the first floor is great for the kitchen because you're going to have a lot of smells in and out of the kitchen. And they smell good at first and then they don't after a while. So you just turn that on. The basement tends to get damp and this is a great way to purify that air and keep it fresh. And Jared, you also use your third Eden Pure in your car.
Yes, I keep it in my car because that's what's great about the Thunderstorm. It's a small device and it comes with a little USB cable that I just plug into the USB port in my car because it's finally not raining and it's finally not so humid that I can roll my windows down when I drive. And nothing against the Mass DOT. I'm sure they're fine people. but they have not cut down any of those weeds on 95 this entire year. And it is just pollen everywhere when I'm driving. And I finally get to open my windows and I can't have the fresh air, except that I have my thunderstorm. I just turn it on and it ionizes and creates that super oxygen in the car. So I can breathe easy. I can have my windows down when I'm driving. It's great.
Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click on my name and use code word GRACE3. The 3-pack special ends this week. 844-500-4242. What did you think of Joe Biden's town hall? Did it restore your faith in the competency of the Biden administration? I think I know the answer. We'll be right back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Was I wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Ugh, I don't think I left enough time for the Mary Catherine Ham sound, but we will play it at some point today. These shows, we just have so much sound, so many stories, it's hard to get to it all. The point is, she was slamming Fauci, and not even slamming Fauci, she was slamming the media for their inability to have any sort of journalistic curiosity. And actually, I was talking to Scott Hounsell last night on the Red State VIP, and he said to me at one point, because we've had him on the show a lot, breaking down all this Fauci gain of function stuff, and he said, why were you interested in this from the beginning? Because a lot of, you know, we didn't get a lot of interest from media outlets. And I said, well, it always fascinated me that when this thing hit, so many Americans' immediate reaction was to blame President Trump. And of course, I know what you're thinking, Grace, they'll blame President Trump if they stub their toe in the morning. And that's true. But by the same token, there was no anger, no curiosity about the Chinese government and where this thing originated from. Nobody cared except for a handful of people. And when that handful of people, Scott Hounsell, Rand Paul, whoever wrote this story from The Nation, which is unbelievable, and we'll read that at some point today, when people did start asking questions about Fauci and gain of function and what he had to gain from all of this, or maybe what he has to lose if the truth comes out, then you notice things started to change. This limbo of mask forever changed very quickly. It wasn't even subtle how quickly they flipped the switch. We're going to talk all about this. We've got Robert Walker coming up, and I think he has a few words for Joe Biden. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.